blessing for us to be here, and we have thoroughly enjoyed our time here, really have. And in a way, like coming home,
amen.
But also just the spirit in these meetings. And I want to commend you for coming ready to worship God, and it makes a difference.
Yes,
and so we're going to sing a couple this morning, and then we'll get to the message. But I was thinking about this song this morning and thinking about how good God has been to us. And, you know, it's good that we recognize that.
Right.
And I'm glad that he gives us music as a way that we can tell him how good he is.
Yes,
and this song is entitled, You Have Been Good.
You have been good, you have been good, more than I could ever dream you would. Immeasurably more than you should, you have been good.
When I woke up this morning, your presence filled the room. With a grateful heart, I just shook my head as I bowed in awe of you. Lord, you have been so faithful, so loving, kind, and true. And every morning, your mercies are new.
You have been good. You have been good. More than I could ever dream you would. You have been good. You have been good. Immeasurably more than you should. You been good.
Today my heart is overwhelmed by what we've done for me, and my mind cannot grasp the depths of your generosity, the riches of your mercy, the wonders of your grace, and my voice cries out in endless praise.
You have been good. You have been good. More than I could ever dream you would. You have been good. You have been good. Immeasurably more than you should. Been good.
No matter what the future holds or what tomorrow brings, you are sovereign God of the universe. You are Lord of everything.
You are still good. You are still good. More than I could ever dream you would. Still good, you are still good, immeasurably more than you should. You have been good.
When I woke up this morning, your presence filled the room. With a grateful heart, I just shook my head as I bowed in awe of you. Lord, you have been so faithful, so loving, kind, and true. And every morning, your mercies are new.
You have been good. You have been good. More than I could ever dream you would. You
my heart is overwhelmed by what you've done for me. And my mind cannot grasp the depths of your generosity. The riches of your mercy, the wonders of your grace, and my voice cries out in endless praise.
You have been good. You have been good. More than I could ever dream you would. You have been good. You have been good. Immeasurably more than you should. You have been good.
No matter what the future holds or what tomorrow brings, you are sovereign God of the universe. You are Lord of everything.
You are still good. You are still good. More than I could ever dream. Still good, you are still good, immeasurably more than you should. You have been good.
Amen. God proved his love for us. And he proved his goodness to us by sending his son for us.
Yes.
And it's the old story that never grows old. Amen.
Amen.
Great love of God. And I want to sing this one this morning. Title, How Deep the Father's Love for Us.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he would give his only son to make this wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the turned his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. Why should
sung this one already this week. I want to sing it one more time. What a Savior we have. What a wonderful Savior. And if there's one thing that I pray that God has done in these days is that we've gotten our eyes on the Lord, truly gotten our eyes on the Lord. The arm of flesh will fail.
Right.
And the whole book of Leviticus shows us that. The arm of flesh will fail. But there's a God in heaven who sees us, who cares for us, who has the power to deliver us, and to change us. Amen? And this world is crazy, but our God's got it all under control. Amen?
Yeah.
Behold our God.
To the Lord, who can question any of His words? Who can teach the one who knows all things? Who can fathom all His wondrous deeds?
Behold,
King, nothing can compare. Come let Christ the throne. Come, let us adore him. Behold our King. Nothing can compare. Come, let us adore him. Behold our God. Seated on his throne. Come, let us adore him. Behold our King. Nothing can compare. Come, let us adore him.
Amen. Let us adore him. Adore him. Let's sing this song. I don't know if you know it or not, but we'll try. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. King, in what you hear, may it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. God is so good. God is so good. Sing from your heart. God is so good. He's so good to me. He answers prayer.
He answers prayer.
That's why we're sitting here this morning. God answered prayer in our life. Amen.
He answers prayer. He's so good to me.
He's coming soon.
He's coming soon.
Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Amen. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. So good to me.
Brother Olaf, you sing this one all the time.
There's something mighty sweet about the Lord. There's something mighty sweet about the Lord. It really doesn't matter what the people say. Something mighty sweet, and there's something mighty sweet about God's word. There's something mighty sweet about God's word.
Doesn't matter what the scoffers say.
It really doesn't matter what the scoffers say. There's something mighty.